There's no substitute for the newspaper. Television, radio, and the internet are all good sources of information, but nothing keeps us informed and educated quite like a local or national newspaper. Newspapers and magazines are the best source of in-depth news and analyses, and they are the only source for local and community information. During the week, I like to keep up on national and business news. On Friday, I check the weekend guide, and on Sunday, I enjoy sitting in my recliner with a cup of coffee reading the magazine section. But what does a blind or disabled person do? NFB Newsline, provided by the National Federation of the Blind, has solved this problem by making the power of newspapers available to the blind, the visually impaired, and other people with disabilities. It is the only news service that brings this breadth and depth of information to the blind and disabled community. Over 50,000 subscribers to NFB Newsline enjoy access to over 150 newspapers and magazines. NFB Newsline puts all blind and visually impaired persons on a level playing field with their sighted peers. NFB Newsline subscribers follow their favorite sports teams wherever they're playing and keep up with national stories originating wherever they occur. They have access to dozens of perspectives on any particular issue. Whether it's news of distant places or right at home, important to all or only to your community, just pick up your telephone any time of day or night. Our free service has changed everything about how the blind are meeting challenges as professionals, community leaders, students, teachers, and parents. Want to learn how it works? All you'll need to read the newspaper is a touch-tone telephone. Now let's call NFB Newsline to read about national, international, sports, and cultural events.
Welcome to NFB Newsline, provided by the National Federation of the Blind.
Once you've signed in to NFB Newsline, it is easy to find and read a specific newspaper. You can choose from a list of your local newspapers, a list of your favorite newspapers, or a complete list of every publication in the system. Let's check the national news in USA Today.
The upcoming flight of Shuttle Discovery, tentatively scheduled for May or June, bears a heavy burden. It will test a host of new inventions to keep the spacecraft and its crew safe. It will mark a recovery from tragedy.
I've stored the New York Times in my list of favorite newspapers. Let's check their international page for world news.
In an effort to end the insurgency by fighters for the Taliban movement, which was ousted 3 years ago, the Afghan government has promised former Taliban supporters an amnesty and a place in public life if they renounce violence and return to a peaceful life.
Next, let's see how my team is doing by checking the sports page.
Brady scored the Patriots' last touchdown on the 1-yard sneak with 7 minutes 10 seconds left in the game. He finished 18 of 27 for 144 yards and a touchdown pass to David Givens that put the Patriots in front 13-3 with 1:30 left in the third quarter.
And now I'm going to check my local newspaper to find an event in my hometown.
Volunteers are needed to participate in King National Day of Service activities at 6 district schools. Registration at the schools begins at 8:30 a.m. Work will be done from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., followed by a lunch at Roosevelt High.
As you can see, it's easy to find information on all sorts of events and activities using NFB Newsline. It's available to subscribers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just imagine what you can learn about your particular areas of interest with one telephone call. And best of all, this powerful information resource is available absolutely free. It couldn't be easier to become an NFB Newsline subscriber. You can sign up through your state's Talking Book Library or by calling the National Federation of the Blind toll-free at 866-504-7300. We hope that you too are soon part of the NFB Newsline community, where the blind come to read any paper, anytime, anywhere.